7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
So, no, it is of course not 8:41. You know what time it is. I know what time it is. I really don't have to say it, but I'm going to anyway. It's 19:30 UTC, and that's always the time in which we begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Right, so here we are, once again. Dubious Goals Committee, hello. My name is Tobe, I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, yeah, this is the part where I normally pour some tea, but I don't have any. Just because the way things worked out, I drank all the tea 5 minutes ago, and I said, oh, we better make some tea, and then suddenly I realized it's time for Dubious Goals Committee, so... Isn't that exciting? Yes, I guess you can probably figure out what's going to happen next. That's right. I'm going to read you this letter. A letter that I found in my mailbox yesterday. What was I doing outside yesterday? Well, I decided to walk up the street and, you know, check on the natural disaster that is still happening. And if you missed any of this, let me just tell you that this goes back a couple days. Let's see, it goes back about 1, 2, 3, or 4 days when I woke up to my toilet erupting. And now, I got this letter that says, Dear Tobe, the recent water main break will require the city of Omaha to reconstruct your street. The police and fire departments have been notified of the project's temporary closings and restrictions. The city of Omaha has contracted with Super Duper Awesome Management to restore the roadway and other repairs as needed. During the reconstruction, you may not have access to your driveway, but you will be notified in that event, and blah, blah, blah. Driveway, blah, 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 blah. The Public Works Department wants to cooperate with you, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, so this confirms a couple of theories that I had. One, theory number one, there was a water main break. I wasn't sure if the water main broke or if maybe somebody during the snowstorm slipped and hit the... They were driving in their car and the car got out of control. They went sliding into a fire hydrant or something of that nature. But no, apparently it's just a water break, which is even bigger. But the good news is they fixed all that up yesterday. By the time Dubious Goals Committee was on yesterday, I had my water back. I had everything. Na, 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 na. And everything's great. I also predicted, and this is confirmation theory number two, that the street would have to be redone. But come on. Everybody knew that already. Let's leave this room. I kind of want to go outside and walk up there to see what's going on. But it's snowing. Yeah, I can kind of see stuff. Right, so longtime committee members and other listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that my street is pretty much hollow underneath, and that has caused many kinds of problems. Mail trucks falling through and the street collapsing and all that kind of crazy stuff. And so I'm looking up my street about 120 meters. Yeah, they're tearing stuff up. They got to tear up the whole damn street, and they're right above where the mail truck fell through. They're going to have to come all the way down here. They're probably going to have to dig into my yard. I think they might be replacing this street light too. I'm not sure. But regardless, that's what's going on. I'm pretty excited about it. What I'm not excited about is trying to get out of my house, because I can't go that way now. Okay, so now if I pull, street is closed. Street's closed 110 yards up the street, and that little street is now closed, so I can't sneak around in there, and I can't go down out to my street. I have to drive around the block, then drive around the other block, then wind my way around the elementary school. That's going to be interesting. Uh-oh, I just heard a brute. Uh-oh, here comes somebody. I wonder who it is. It's the fluffy person who lives here.
Hello, who's this? Yeah, brute to you too.
I've also got some water boiling right here.
I've got water boiling. I'm making tea.
Well, you can be Yangly Doodle Baby, whatever. What? Oh my God. Okay, hi.
Well, what are you doing? What do you want to do? I gave you fresh kitty water. Do you want kitty up? You want a kitty elevator? Kitty elevator? More kitty elevator going up.
Okay, the cat just wanted to be lifted up onto the counter so she can look outside and watch the snow. Because for some reason, snow falling is fascinating to my cat. She doesn't know what it is. I keep trying to tell her it's just water. The stuff that she hates. Speaking of water, I now have boiling water. Oh, listen to those sounds of the boiling water. So we'll turn that off. And I already have all the tea and everything in the teapot. So we just need to execute the one-handed pour. I'm trying to remember, is this the third infusion? Or is this the fourth infusion? Was the third infusion last night? No, is that the second infusion last night? Drank the rest of that this morning? I don't know. I can't seem to remember. So just for the sake of covering our own butts, we're gonna leave it in there a few more seconds and it's time to pull. We have pulled the tea out of the pot. Put the lid on the pot. Yay! Excelsior. We have tea again. What kind of tea are we drinking today? We're drinking the Gingin Mei, the good stuff. I will be drinking this for the rest of the day. And then we need to make some decisions. What kind of decisions? Some decisions of whether or not we want to go out and buy some tea. Not much of a decision. It seems pretty obvious. Seems like that's a yeah, duh kind of thing to do, but I don't know. Am I going to be able to get out of my neighborhood? Blah, blah, blah. There could be some kind of logistical trickiness to all that. So, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Nobody knows. Nobody can predict the future. Everything is magical. And absolutely nothing in this world is so greasy that Kirk Cameron needs to be slapped about the head and face. What do you think, Peppa? Are you a de-dompler?
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
And not only did 1981 mom just walk in, Pippa's here now licking my shirt.
Before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just being greasy, but my cat's being weird. Hi, what are you doing? Hi. Why are you licking my shirt? What are you doing? Does this mean it's time to do kitty business? Yeah, it probably does. I was going to try to set some stuff up, kitties. What are you doing? All right, so now everything has to come to a halt. All the ideas, which I didn't have, are now stopping because, what, we got to do some kitty business? You got to do some business with kitties? Yep, okay. Yeah, and now as we get the kitty pit ready, the kitty business pit, remember, no sleeping. Now there's voices outside my house, and now the cat is distracted. Are you going to go check it out? Are you going to? No, she's sitting down. Okay, so my cat is sitting down on the ground, or I'm in the kitty pit, and it occurs to me that I missed Setsubun, didn't I?
Oh, we were not going to be able to throw any beans, baby dingins. What are we going to do, lumpy dumplings?
Yeah, you're the lumpy flump dumplings. Pippa still hears what's going on outside. You want to go check it out? You can go check it out. It's cool. So she's just sitting here being indecisive. Yeah, and I don't get to throw any beans at evil spirits or wicked onis or anything. Come on, you want to go throw some beans in the corners? Yeah, no. What are you doing? I don't know what my cat is doing right now. I really, really don't. All right. Are you sitting? Okay, since it looks like we're going to be here, sitting here for a while because we got to do kitty business, I might as well tell you about something that I found last night. Where is it? In this catalog. I recently bought some electronic parts and the company sent me some catalogs. And last night, I thought, hey, maybe I should look through this catalog to see if they have anything that I can hook up to my synthesizers to do weird stuff. Because I've been finding other things in there. Like I found a waveform generator that I might just have to make into a standalone LFO. And there's a pulse width modulator thingy board. No, it's a pulse generator. It's a pulse generator, variable frequencies and waveforms and duty cycle and all kinds of stuff. And I thought, you know, you get one of those and you hook it up to one of those and blah, 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 add some wires and some jacks. You could have some kind of synthesizer thing. So I'm thinking about buying a bunch more junk from this company. But anyway, I decided maybe I should open that up and look for something that I can use for my generative synthesis ideas. And I flipped through and I found a couple of potential weird things. This one particularly has caught my eye. What does it say? Here it is. Doppler radar motion sensor. 3.2 gigahertz RCWL-9196 chip, 360-degree detection area with no blind spot, $1.95. What? I'm going to need some more specs than that, and that's all the information that there is. How does it work? Does it go high? Does it go low? What are we doing here? What's happening? Does it send pulses? What's it do? What's it do? Don't know. But it's only $2. So, And then right above it in the catalog is something else. Oximeter and heart module. Finger-based monitoring of heart rate and O2 levels. Okay, that's great. A machine I could use to hook my body up to the synthesizer, except it's digital. Oh, where are you going? Oh, where are you going? Pippa's leaving. Good, I was just starting to get hot, so I can take the blanket off my legs. Oh, okay, I can sit. I'm good. Regardless, I need to get some more information on some of these things to see if I can use that for something, because there was some other fun things in the back. Where did that go? Yeah, here's another one of these. Okay, there's like 4 or 5 different frequency and pulse width generators in this catalog. And they seem to be about all the same. They're all about $9 or $8. And this one's the same as the other one that's not in the box. Two of them are in a box and two of them are just boards, but they're the same. Yeah, frequency and pulse width generator. 4 PB switches used to set the frequency and duty cycle range. 1 hertz to 150 kilohertz. Duty cycle 1 to 99%. Power 3.5 to 30 volts. $9. And it's just a pop-in panel mount type of deal. I could use that. That could be a clock. That could be something fun. That could be a good time to be had by all. But where's the other thing? Then I found this other new thing that I thought would be really fun to use in conjunction with a pulse width generator to be a super split. Here it is. Ha ha ha. Multifunction time relay. Ooh, a time relay. What the hell is a time relay? 6 to 30 volts, delay on start, delay on stop, or recycling, on time, off time, number of looping. That's all it says. $9. Yeah. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. So anyway, and I'm trying to look at the controls, but the photograph in the catalog is 12 millimeters by 18 millimeters. So it's like, I can't read it. But anyway, I'm thinking, could I make a crazy clock divider box? Could I do some wacky stuff? Yes, I possibly could. And I'm thinking about just buying some of this junk. It's so cheap. These modules aren't even $10. That Doppler radar sensor was only $2. The oximeter and heart monitor was $4. Of course, I'm going to have to buy like $40 worth of pots just to control all this stuff. But, you know, so what? So what? Man, get this catalog away from me. There's too many good things in it that I want to buy. Maybe I could make something cool and then add it to my synthemosizer. Speaking of synthemosizers, what do we got going anyway? What's happening here? What are we doing? Somebody hit the start button. Okay. Oh, here it comes. It's just a slow fade up. Yeah, isn't that fun? Yeah, it's kind of fun. But, not quite fun enough. What do we need to do here? Other than drink this tea. I think what we need to do is to add some kind of additional sequencer doing weird stuff, and maybe we can... Wait a minute, I was thinking about this, and I thought I had some kind of idea. What was it that I was going to do? What? Oh, yeah, I was trying to get this thing to automatically transpose somehow. Yeah, okay, so let's grab the little sequencer here. Little sequencer, it's a little baby. It's a little baby. All right, and so we plug the clock in. Wait, how are we clocking this? Were we taking it out of the regular clock? Let's just put it into the regular clock. CV out to oscillator 1. Gate to, what did we have the gate in? Trigger? I was messing with this a little bit last night, and I can't remember. I was trying to do something, and then I did it wrong, but it made something interesting happen, and so I was messing with that, and I don't know. So let's power up the sequencer, and, okay, first of all, here's what it sounds like without the sequencer. I'm pressing play, but it takes a second for this to build up. Here it comes. This is the normal sound. Ooh, wow. Okay. And yeah, just by turning on the sequencer, we can get it to shift. And now what happens if we actually run the sequencer? Yeah, this is great. On the quarter notes... on the quarter notes of the sequencer, I have programmed some random notes with some kind of wonky gate tricks. And so as... as the sequencer goes through, it is sending gate to the trigger, and it's changing the voltage to the VCO. So it's pitching it up according to whatever the note is. And so we get variation. Now, to make it even weirder, we have live transpose mode turned on, I think, on the sequencer, so we should be able to transpose this even more. Let's try it. Yes. Let's go lower. I wonder if we can go any lower. Is it working or not? Apparently not. Interesting. Okay. What have I learned from this? I've learned that, yeah, okay, so it's possible for me to do these fun transpositions. But what if instead... what if instead I wanted to change the rhythm of the first sequencer? Okay, so then what we do is we'll take the gate from the second sequencer and we'll plug that into rhythm number two. We'll plug that into the sequencer that's playing the little second rhythm here. And let's reset. And here's normal. Oh yeah, we gotta wait for it to build up here. And as this sits here and runs, we basically have two rhythms going at once, the fast and the slow. And we're going to affect that slow one. The slow one is the slow climb. Da, 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 da. Let's mess with that. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. That's weird. But this is not what I was trying to do. Oh, wait. I just realized why this doesn't work. This doesn't work because we've got all the same gate timings in the sequencer. We don't want that, do we? No. So let's get some wacky gates going. Let's go like have a 50%, and then we'll just put these on rest, and then we'll put this one on. I want to put this one on like almost freak out. And then we will, on the third beat, Let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8. What am I doing? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm on the wrong one. This one, we're going to, should we ratchet this bad boy up? Yeah, let's stick that way down there so we can get some funny speeding up business. That'll be cool. And then, what should we do with this one? Maybe we should just back this up to about here. And then we push this button, this button, this button, this button. We're good. We push that button to reset it. We hit play on the sequencer. Then we hit go on the synth. And it's going to slowly build up. I'm looking at the lights. I'm not getting my wacky rhythm changes. Okay. Let's use the CV instead. Not working the way I wanted it to. Didn't I have this working yesterday afternoon? Or was I doing something different? Now I can't even remember what I was doing yesterday. I'm gonna drink this tea instead. It's delicious tea, but this is not what I'm trying to do with my synth. No, maybe we should try some LFO tricks instead. So let's get it going. And let's take our little LFO and hit oscillator number 2. Awesome. And then we hear the noise from the foldover. Okay, I turned it off. What I really want to do now, you can tell that this is not a true sort of LFO. It's got that foldover on it. What happens if we plug it into oscillator number 1? Yeah. Okay, that's pretty fun. But now let's get really weird. Let's get super duper weird. Let's plug the LFO into the sequencer, into the thing that changes the rhythm. Is this going to be smart? Is this a safe thing to do? I don't know. Let's find out. In 3, 2, 1. Yes. Listen to that second pattern. Oh, yeah. Oh, but we're running out of time. Oh, holy crap. Stop this thing. Okay, so what we've managed to do there is use the LFO to cycle the sequencer through the patterns it'll play, which is just, you know, clock divisions. So we're sweeping the sequencer through clock divisions, and we can get that thing to do wacky rhythm business. Okay, I'm pretty excited, but I gotta go. This is Dubious Goals Committee. I gotta go. Bye-bye. Okay.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.